that stuff about acid making you hallucinogenic and crazy?
It's not true.
No problem.
Well, do you okay, Howard?
Completely unfounded.
Do you think it's okay?
Let me just say something.
Yes.
To the kids listening out there, especially the young people and immature adults like Imus.
Oh, thank you.
The drug thing, very bad. Don't do it. Thank you.
Yeah, take it from him.
Jean Harris, you keep doing drugs.
Well, she's in jail now. I don't think she's getting drugs. She's very upset,
too. Probably get more drugs in jail.
Yeah, really.
Well, not her in her little pink cell. She's teaching school or something. But anyway...
Now, let me say something on a serious note here. What? She shot a man in cold blood.
Oh, no, she was trying to kill herself, Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she missed.
She shot him 6 times.
I don't care, man. She's not getting out. As long as I'm in New York, and as long as I'm in the position I'm in, which is slightly bent over the console, I no way she's getting out of prison.
Well, we'll see, because the justices will make their decision in a few weeks as to whether she should get a new trial or not. And federal...
Like the grandmother, remember they juiced her a while back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they put rat poison in everybody's oatmeal.
Yeah, she was kind of gruesome.
Yeah, I took 3 bennies, and it made me want to kill them all. And so it took about 5 years... And I just kept upping the script on them bennies and kept offing people.
Don't you love this? They all love Jesus all of a sudden. Suddenly they grab a Bible and they all love Jesus after these axe murders. You know, Phil Donahue had a bunch of them. I'm just trusting Jesus.
Got another story to do.
Let
me just say one other thing. Don't you think Jesus should have the option of deciding whether these guys could believe in him or not?
Hey, hold it a second. One second, seriously.
Fine, go ahead.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yeah. What?
He's rambling again.
No, you can't shut him up.
Something about Jesus.
Is he doing the belly so hard?
I think he's doing his act. God's going to punish you, Howard.
Okay, federal and local authorities are investigating the safety of fake Cabbage Patch dolls. They say the dolls carry a strong odor of kerosene. Some officials say the dolls might be highly inflammable and chemically toxic.
And by the way, remember those Cabbage Patch dolls Imus gave away last year? They were all fakes.
No, they weren't. Flammable Cabbage Patch kids are Richard Pryor dolls.
The FBI has begun a nationwide investigation of these dolls. WNBC News Time.
Yeah, there were two FBI agents by Imus's office this morning trying to arrest them.
After 5 o'clock.
And now, a word from Honeywell. Providing farm supplies used to be a simple business.
Son, head into town and fetch a couple of sacks of seed.
Yeah.
And a new blade for the hoe. Now skid up.
As things grew more complicated, Honeywell worked with its customers to develop a computer system, one that helps farm supply wholesalers keep track of their enormous inventories. This is a unified solution. That is, a system that solves the whole problem. A system developed together with the people who use it. This unified solution gives farm supply wholesalers the control they need to do the job right.
Son, head into town and order a half ton of 75-day seed.
Yeah.
And 200 gallons of diesel fuel. And have the chopper back for supper time.
Now, farm supply wholesalers have a unified solution. What about you? Call Honeywell. Together, we can find the answers.
I got a deaf engineer and a deaf disc jockey sitting next to me.
Oh, that's really terrific, Howard. Bruce, you can't hear well either?
Bruce is deaf
what?
In his...
Really, that's your contact, Bruce. You look like a psychopath. I'm
Bruce,
serious.
Bruce, which ear are you deaf in?
What?
Which ear?
The right one.
The right one? That's why when we do live commercials and the music is jacked up higher than my voice, I start complaining about it.
Yeah, it's because Bruce can't hear.
I don't see how NBC can hire a deaf guy to be an engineer.
I don't know.
Choose Cavalier, the hottest-selling Chevrolet.
Howard Burr.
And your choice is sedan, sporty type, 10 Cooper, hatch, or convenience-sized wagon. Chevrolet sponsors the Syncopter Travel Report with WNBC's Donna Fiducia.
Howard, outbound at the Holland Tunnel, still 10, outbound Lincoln, around 15 to 20. And West Street may be a little tied up toward 12th Street, actually in both directions, but northbound there is an accident at that point. And once you get on the highway, expect delays in the 100s to the construction site. Cross Bronx, really not all that bad as you head westbound. Eastbound is still a little busy off the George Washington Bridge and out to Webster Avenue. And if you're traveling the Deegan or the Harlem River Drive, they're in fine shape. Harlem River southbound, though, is sluggish down to the Triborough. Then the FDR is stop and go around Gracie Mansion and into the 60s. North and south. southbound on the FDR, expect delays around the Manhattan Bridge as they have a problem in each direction. Then farther up on the FDR, we're bumper to bumper from the 30s to the 59th Street area. Locally, 47th Street remains closed between 3rd and Lexington because of that water main break, so stay away from that area. And on the southbound BQE, we're just a little busy over the Cos. Northbound is heavy around the Brooklyn Bridge, and again from Flushing Avenue to the Kosciuszko. The Gowanus is fine. We've got pretty good travel time on the Belt Parkway for a rush hour afternoon, except there is about a mile of slow-moving traffic in both directions around the Cross Bay construction site. Van Wyck has standard delays northbound from Linden Boulevard up to Hillside, and southbound we're stop and go through Q and onto the Hillside Avenue area. If you're traveling eastbound on the Grand Central, expect it to be just heavy and steady from the Van Wyck all the way out to Nassau County, and the LIE is slowing to 108th Street, and again from the Clearview into Little Neck Parkway. Please be sure to fasten your WNB seatbelt. I'm Donna Fiducia on WNBC.
Time to announce. Imus is just discussing the altruism of the deed he's performing in the morning.
Super. Anyway,
WNBC Sports.
WNBC Sports.
Thank you. The Islanders and the Devils battle it out on the ice tonight at Nassau Coliseum. In basketball, the Nets are playing the Boston Celtics tonight in Hartford.
Hey, the Mets got Gary Carter, man, from Montreal. Best catcher in baseball.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Mets are going right to the World Series.
Sure.
No, maybe. You're like, who cares?
They say that every year. WNBC
weather.
Clear tonight, the low in the 30s. Sunshine tomorrow morning. Clouds in the afternoon. Highs in the low 50s. Thursday, a chance of morning showers, then partly cloudy, windy, and colder.
Does the guy who does that belching WNBC thing, does he realize that you have to pay him every time you play that?
Yeah, we are. We're paying him a fortune.
Okay.
51 degrees now at 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. That's what's happening. I'm Robin Quivers, WNBC, New York.
We'll be right back.
13 WNBC. Finally, Match Game 1984. I am your host, Gene Rayburn Jr. And man, we have a star-studded cast for you today. First of all, one of the top agents in Hollywood, Sid Ronco.
You look great. The guy never saw such an array of stars. I thought I just died.
Yeah.
I was really shocked. Nice, I walked in here, I dropped dead.
Sid, you've been around a lot of radio people. Is Imus a big star in the
league? Very big. Before he died, now I know. I can send him up for things. He's great.
Well, you know what happened to him? He was here, and then he got sent to Cleveland.
No one goes to Cleveland.
Yeah, he went to Cleveland. Now he's back, and he's bigger than ever. He's a big star.
Well, what are you up to?
Well, not too much.
He's going to be doing...
looking for representation.
VH1.
You're doing VH1?
Yeah.
I had somebody up for that.
Who's that?
Maurice Chevalier.
Yeah, he didn't get it?
No, he turned it down. He didn't think it could help the career.
All right, also, Janie LaCue, the NBC cleaning woman, is here.
Yes, I am. Hello, and good to be back.
And also, Ringo Starr, straight from England. Of course,
hello,
the former
everybody.
Beatle. How are you?
Very good, New Howard.
Very good, and it's good to have you. Of course, John Lennon is gone, but once Paul and George are gone, you'll be the best Beatle, I think.
I will be, that's right. Thank you very much.
I'm just kidding around. Of course, what have you been up to? What are you doing?
Nothing much, I was on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live you did,
sure.
And do you still play the drums? Would you play a little drums for us now?
Sure.
Ringo Starr. Great, good stuff.
Thank you very much, Howard.
And we've got... Who do we have? Lou Ferrigno.
Hey, Howard, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who's this old guy sitting next to me?
All right, of course, that old guy sitting next to Lou Ferrigno is Imus of Imus in the Morning.
Imus, what?
Hi, Howard, how are you?
It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. This is fun.
Imus, what have you been doing lately? What are you really up to? Besides, we have a radio show. And
doing a movie for TriStar HBO.
Uh-huh.
Flying out to the coast the 20th to do that.
Super.
The hell is he talking
And boys, his arm's tired. And we've got Richard Dawson.
How you doing, Angie? Could you hear that, Imus? Look at this. I got a deaf guy on the right, a deaf guy on the left. What is this, the March of Dimes?
All right, Richard Dawson.
What did he say?
All right. All right. What we're going to do now is look for some contestants. Sid Ronco, are you representing anyone big that we should know about? Have you signed any new acts?
Right now, I'm doing another. We're bringing back the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges?
Yeah, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be Mo, Larry, and Steve.
Mo, Larry, and Steve.
Yeah, we're freshening up the act. It's going to work.
All right, hello. Would you like to play Match Game?
Sure would.
Mm-hmm. Where are you calling from?
Yonkers, New York.
Yonkers, New York. The city on fire.
Yes.
A fire every minute.
Yeah.
Where in Yonkers? Bronx River Road?
No, I live right around there, though.
Okay.
Not quite in that,
And you're over 18?
Yep.
What do you do for a living?
I just graduated high school at the end of this year.
Yonkers High School.
Graduated.
That's
what you're
saying.
No wonder he can't get into college.
Hey, Lou and I can't hear Howard.
I know. Just be quiet, Imus. I'm trying to talk to this guy. So you can't even get into Nassau Community College or what?
I'm looking to go into BU, your alma mater.
Oh, the 13th grade.
Yeah.
What do you want to be, a communications major?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, you'd like to be on the radio?
Perhaps.
Okay. 516 at WNBC, why don't you hold the line? We're going to let you play Match Game 1984.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, good, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is your breast?
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding with you.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side, how big is one of your breasts?
How big is one?
Mm-hmm.
What medium age, size, I guess.
What age did you lose your virginity?
What age?
Yeah.
16.
Whoa. Whore.
Whoa.
Hey.
It's a tot.
Slut village. Right.
Slut.
Trollop.
Tot.
Okay, guys, cut it.
Now, I'm just kidding around with you, of course.
Okay. Can I play Match Game?
Yes, you certainly can. How old are you now?
I'm 21.
21 years old. What do you do for a living?
I go to school.
What school are you going to?
Pratt Institute.
Pratt Institute?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good school? Does anyone know?
Yes, it's a very good school.
Mm-hmm. And what are you studying?
Engineering.
Pet extermination.
Engineering? Oh, what
are you drive a train.
What do you want to work for the Long Island Railroad?
No, not that type of engineering.
Oh, well, I can't hear this, Howard.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's funny. It's a scream.
Anybody there?
All right, listen. Hold the line. We're going to play Match Game 1984 right after these words.
And then in 1957, I made my last romantic adventure film, Giant Lizards of Paris. Well, I want to thank you all for a divine press conference.
Our pictures, Miss Favreau?
Ah, yes, I did promise pictures, didn't I? Well, shoot away. Oh, one moment, please. You, young man in the front.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of camera is that?
A Ricoh autofocus camera, ma'am.
Ricoh? The one you just point and shoot?
Yes, ma'am.
The one that takes those very sharp 35mm pictures without focusing, even with that close-up lens?
Yes, ma'am.
So you'll be able to see my gorgeous face in all its remarkable detail?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Get him out of here.
The Ricoh autofocus camera is so easy to use. You just point and shoot, even with a close-up lens. The Ricoh FF3AF Super. See it at the finest camera stores around. It's worth looking at. Close up.
Sony CD, Sony receiver, Sony tape deck, Sony turntable, Sony everything. I love you.
What on earth are you singing, Kay?
It's our Sony compact disc and entertainment song. Fred and I went to Newmark and Lewis.
Oh?
They've got out of this world buys on the most fantastic new audio equipment.
Really?
Thank goodness Newmark and Lewis salesmen are straight talking, down to earth guys who really show you how everything works. Fred was really impressed with the Sony equipment.
Well, did you buy anything at Newmark and Lewis, Kay?
Anything. We bought the new Sony portable compact disc player. It sounds even better than I sing.
You can say that again.
Sony CD, Sony receiver, Sony tape.
Newmark and Lewis has the whole town singing about our unbeatable prices on not only the finest in audio equipment, but the finest in TVs, VCRs, microwaves, and appliances. And remember, Newmark and Lewis always beats the competition's price. Come to any one of Newmark and Lewis' 25 locations and make your holiday something to sing about.
Now, Stiller and Mirror for the Food Emporium.
Excuse me, aren't you?
I sure am. Ho, ho, ho.
Where's your reindeer?
Double parked.
What are you doing at the Food Emporium?
Making my list.
And checking it twice.
Well, there's so much to choose from.
And such values. There's sugar plum poultry.
Country pate.
Fruitcake.
Glazed Virginia ham.
You can't get that at the North Pole. So, are your elves working overtime?
No, but the Food Emporium is. They're open 24 hours a day. Now that you can buy gift-wrapped holiday presents here, my elves are out playing miniature golf. Which reminds me, I need a half pint of milk.
I've got my own list, assorted vegetable and cheese platters for all my entertaining. The Food Emporium makes them to order. And I want caviar for the new year and lobster tails.
That's quite a list.
There's more. I want a sled, I want a doll, maybe a co-op. I've been a very good girl.
Fresh fruit fantasy baskets are a wonderful holiday gift. And the Food Emporium makes up the most deliciously attractive fruit baskets you've ever seen. With jellies, nuts, candies, or cheeses. 8 beautiful fruit fantasy baskets to choose from. At the Food Emporium now.
All right, 20 past 5 o'clock, I'm Gene Rayburn, Jr., and it's WMD6. Now, let's go to contestant number one. Now, you understand the rules, right?
Yep.
We have many exciting guests. Who's your favorite celebrity on the panel?
I love them all, but I was wondering, do you know if Ringo Starr is Jewish?
Ringo, there's a rumor around that you are Jewish. Is it true?
Only my rabbi knows for sure.
So you're not, if we don't know if he's Jewish or not, but it's certainly
Jewish
a true.
He's my favorite. Not, I guess, I am.
Imus is your favorite?
Sure.
Okay, there you go. So you're hoping to match with Imus, I bet.
I sure am.
All right.
What do you say, Lush?
Ethan, you're entertaining.
Oh.
It's great to have Imus on the show. He can't hear a thing.
He's asking Lou for help.
Yeah.
Either one of them can hear each other. Oh, boy.
And Janie, let's clarify this. Were you the one who stole all that wine out of Imus' office or what?
No, I was.
No, all right. Just so you know.
No matter what he might think, I didn't
do
it.
Did you ever find
okay,
a box? I used to hide it in there, Janie?
Well, I know where you had all your hiding places, but I didn't tell, okay?
I had vodka hit all over this building, huh? Well, anyway, let's play match
cocaine
game.
All over the building, too.
Let's play match game 1984. And, you know, there's nothing left for Imus to do. There's no more drugs or any of that
life.
Stuff. Yeah.
Good, Max.
He can go into preaching, you know, on the streets or whatever, pulpit, and do his preaching bit.
What a wonderful idea. A paragon for today's youth. Mr. Old Timer.
All right, 522 at WNBC. Here we go. You got to match with our celebrities. Don't blurt out your answer. Give the celebrities time to write down their answer, okay? All right, now think hard about this one. Blankly Heat. Blank L-Y Heat. Blankly Heat. And the celebrities are all thinking about it. And Sid Ronco, you're having a hard time. You going to have an answer for us?
We'll have one.
All right, Mr., you thinking of something, an answer?
What is it again?
Blankly, say it for him, Richard.
Prickly heat! Maybe we should get Nanette Fabray to do sign language for him.
Is that like blank L-Y heat?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, all thank
right.
you, Lou.
All right, now
blank
I think...
Blank L-Y heat. God, that's a little tough.
All right, everybody. Okay, everybody. I think everybody has a... I think everybody has their answer written down. And what is your answer, sir?
I'll say prick.
Prick. Okay, that's a good answer. So the answer is prickly heat. And let's see if Sid Ronco has prick.
I have one, yes.
You have... Let me see.
Oh, I have it written down. Yes,
yes you do. Prick. All right. Here's one prick, sir.
Yeah.
Janie LeCue, do you have prick?
Believe it or not, I do.
You do?
Yes.
I couldn't get it.
I feel sorry for him. And Ringo Starr of the Beatles, and of course now married to, what is your wife's name?
Barbara Bach.
Okay, and blankly heat.
Only my rabbi knows for sure. No, I did. I had prick.
Prick. That's three that pricks you have, sir. You got to feel pretty good.
Walk proudly.
Carefully.
Lou Ferrigno, the clue is blankly heat.
I usually don't do too good with the food questions. Chateau-ly-heat.
Chateau-ly-heat?
Yeah, Chateau-ly-feet. It's a great
Chateau
word.
Chateau-ly-feet, all right. And let's, that's not a match. And we're looking for prick, Richard Dawson.
How many do you have so far?
We've got three pricks.
Well, make it one more.
Four pricks, Richard Dawson. And now, I think Imus is your one match left. He is your favorite, you said.
Come on, Don.
All right, Imus. And how did you fill in the blank?
I didn't fill it in. I couldn't get it.
You didn't do anything?
No, I wonder what was I supposed to do.
Well, that's a wrong answer, and unfortunately, your hero did not come through for you.
Too bad. His pants were fit like a glove.
Call him Mr. Tripod.
Thanks, Sid.
Well, listen, you didn't do too badly. You got four pricks.
It's good.
You're good.
That's great.
Most guys would die.
The old sprinkler system.
All right, so you're very lucky, and we're going to see how that young lady does against you, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold the line.
Okay.
All right, let's go over to Donna Fiducia.
Oh, God, give me a prick.
Come on.
I wonder if she has any pricks. Let's see.
Yeah, she does own a horse, you know.
Okay, let's see. Choose Cavalier, the hottest selling Chevrolet, and your choice of sedan, sporty type, 10 Cooper hatch, or convenience size wagon. Four matches. That's very good. I think that guy's going to win. Chevrolet sponsors the St. Copter Travel Report with WNBC's Donna Fiducia.
Really are unbelievable.
Did you have the answer prick?
That would have been my answer.
All right, there you go. That would have been five matches.
Outbound at Dahl and Tunnel, a 10-minute delay. Outbound Lincoln still around 15 to 20. And so far, the Cross Bronx is doing a lot better off the George Washington Bridge. It's just heavy and steady out to Webster Avenue. All lanes reopen. Westbound's in great shape. And the Deegan and the Harlem River Drive aren't bad getting to the outbound GW. But southbound's still pretty heavy through the Midtown area. And northbound, expect some delays from the 30s up to the 59th Street Bridge. We have a stalled car that's slowly being pushed off around that point. And southbound also a stop and go from Gracie Mansion to the 60s. Also, if you're traveling around West Street, we had an earlier accident at 12th Street. That caused some delays in both directions. The West Side Highway now slowing from 96th Street up to the construction site northbound. And 47th Street still remains closed between 3rd and Lexington. We got a good look at the Belt Parkway. There's about three quarters to maybe a mile delay in both directions at the Cross Bay construction site. But the BQE has some problems northbound. It's heavy in both directions between the Gowanus and the Brooklyn Bridge. Then we're jammed from Flushing Avenue to the Cause. We have an accident at the Williamsburg. Southbound is heavy over the Cause and down to Humboldt Street with an accident in the left lane just south of that point. The police are on the scene in both cases. Drive's Neck and Whitestone still okay. 59th Street Bridge not bad. Inbound Midtown Tunnel 20 minutes. And Shadow tells us out in Suffolk County, Long Island, there is 5 miles of very, very heavy traffic on the eastbound LIE to exit 51 Deer Park Avenue. That's all just a rubbernecking delay. The tractor trailer on the shoulder of the northern state. Definitely better at that point. And please be sure to fasten your WNB seatbelt. I'm Donna Fiducia on WNBC.
527 at WNBC. We'll be back with more Match Game 1984 in a couple of minutes. And Peau du Soir Shave Cream.
I heard this guy wants to send 7 cases of this junk to Ethiopia.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He called you about that?
No, I haven't talked to him.
Oh. Did he really say that?
No.
Oh.
No, Al was going
I wouldn't
to
put
that.
It past him, mm-hmm. Al.
Al Rosenberg.
Oh, nice guy. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy, Mickey Rosenberg from Potosway, he'll send this stuff anywhere. In fact, when you did your thing at Club Binet, he sent over a couple of cases of Potosway.
I couldn't believe that. The people are coming in at Club Binet, and they used to the little bottle of Potosway that this weasel.
He's a class guy. Yeah, he really is. Oh, really?
What a sweet guy.
Hey, diamond people,
hey. Let me tell you something about Potosway shave cream. Mm. Say what you will about it. But the stuff is good. Have you ever used it?
I have.
Lou has used it?
Well, weightlifters have to shave their body before they weightlift.
No, I see.
And I use it all over. What the hell are you laughing at? And I spread it all over my body and shave before I weightlift.
Potosway shave cream is is great shave cream.
Yeah, it is good. It really is good. Yeah. I use it on my
I use it.
My thing with a baby.
I use it on my face.
Yeah. You don't have to use that much either.
Real good, Lou.
Yeah,
another terrific movie, Bozo.
The point of the whole commercial really is that men who use
people
it.
People that go buy this. You know, it's better than regular shave cream because one morning I looked at the ingredients and it does have a lot more lanolin and stuff in it.
It does. It has humectants.
Yeah, it's better than the regular shave cream. It really is.
It really does. It's very good, and I use it. And
the guy that sells it's a weasel.
It's a female shave cream. It really is.
Lower it's good to shave your nostril hairs.
It's good to shave your nostril hairs. Ringo, you're a scream, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But you know, Ringo, so many of the Beatles used the Potosway shave cream, isn't
it? Yes, they did.
Linda does have to shave her back.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
Potosway shave cream really is wonderful, and I'd like you to go out and buy some right now. It's available. Where is it available at? Genovese, Austin, Legend, Drug Guild, and the New Jersey Drug Fair Lane, Quick Check, and Grand Union Pharmacy. So call 201-351-6700 for the store nearest you.
Hey, New York!
Hey, New York! Get ready for the most exciting, fun-filled saving spectacular of the year. The Willoughby's International Photo Video Show and Sale now through December 15th.
Willoughby's, the world's largest camera store, brings you the world of photography, video, and computers.
See the new expanded electronics department with all the most up-to-date equipment, factory fresh, and ready to go.
Win cameras, TV sets, videotape recorders, and a fabulous night on the town, and it's all free.
Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime saving.
Discounts in every department.
And Willoughby's budget plan lets you buy now and pay in low monthly installments.
Use the budget plan for cameras, computers, or that video recorder you've always wanted. Now you can make your Christmas dreams come true.
No down payment is necessary, and commercial accounts are invited.
Thousands of items to save on, hundreds of prizes to win.
That's Willoughby's.
32nd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue.
Special store hours Monday through Saturday till 9 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Be there!
WNBC.
Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, got the feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me fill you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it.
Thank you.
think I love you.
Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
NBC, I feel for you. And that is Chaka Khan. I haven't done a weather forecast for 2 hours, so here it is. 51 degrees, clear tonight, lows in the 30s, sunshine tomorrow, morning clouds in the afternoon, highs again in the low 50s, and Thursday chance of morning showers, and partly cloudy, windy, and colder. 51 degrees to WNBC. And here it is. It's time for Match Game 1984.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard the excitement, but we've got an all-star class cast today, and we've got Sid Ronco, the famous Hollywood
agent. Thank you.
So good to see you, Ben.
Yeah, I just signed it. Matter of fact, I got to run. I got dinner with Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood?
Yeah.
Isn't she dead?
What are you doing for dinner? They don't call. They should write you a letter. Something.
Janie LaQ, the NBC cleaning woman.
Yes, she's not dead, sis. She's just not doing anything lately. Okay.
Janie, you of
really
course. Janie, you are a black woman.
True. And, the last time I looked in the mirror, and every time I look down,
what are the black people up to this week?
How in the heck would I know? All I know is what I'm up to this week.
What is the black community thinking?
I don't know. I really don't live in a black community, though.
What about that guy Desmond Tutu? You like him? The South African guy?
How would I know? I don't. I know he won that the Nobel Peace Prize or whatever, but I don't know anything about him.
Nobel Pizza Prize. It's a Nobel Peace Prize.
I said peace.
All right. Well, let's go over to Ringo Starr.
Didn't he invent the dress ballerinas wear?
Ringo Starr, of course, it's good to see you.
It's good to be here, Holly.
And, of course, Match Game 1984, you play so well.
It's the pinnacle of my career.
Yes. When we told you to do an impression of Ringo, you didn't have to be so literal. Now, let's go over to Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk. Lou, you are the author of many exercise books and videos and stuff.
And taped, yeah.
So many young people are on drugs today, and you know that exercise is the way.
Exercise is the only way.
Give the people, especially the young people in our audience, give them a message, something to get them off the drugs and into the exercise.
Well, you can't, and you're in your money. You really can't. I mean, when you're hungry and you're in your money, you get up in your morning and you're working. The hell are you laughing at? You gotta take. I wouldn't even take your word. But I really wouldn't do whatever. Take vitamin. I would eat right. I would exercise.
Lou Ferrigno, everyone.
Who can argue with that?
Okay.
Such a beautiful message. Of course, all the young people now are off the drugs. And let's go over to Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud.
That's right. As a matter of fact, there's a little Christmas item I'd like everybody to go out and buy. It's the Family Feud panties.
Family Feud panties.
On the front it says, "Give us a kiss, darling." And on the back it has a picture of my face. And it's really exciting to know that when every woman in the country puts those panties on, they're going to be sitting on my face. It's just marvelous.
Richard Dawson, so good to see you.
What am I doing on this program?
And, of course, Imus of Imus in the Morning.
Hey, who,
Imus, you do so many funny things on your show. This morning, you must have been many funny things. What were some of the funny things you did this morning?
Nothing. Very serious shows, mine hard.
Did you talk about anything funny, though?
No.
Did anything strike you as being funny?
No. I can't think of anything.
No, seriously, did you do, there's a very funny character you do. What is that?
That's that Billy Saul Hargis.
Good answer.
Did you do that?
We didn't have Billy on
his phone. Didn't have that. What about Geraldo Banana Santana?
We didn't have him on either.
What else did he do? Crazy Bob.
Yeah. Right.
How was that? How does that go? Give us a little Crazy Bob. Go ahead, everybody. Come on.
Crazy Bob.
I'm not doing anything.
What is Crazy Bob? What is he, a crazy kind of guy?
Yeah. We were talking about if I gotta give one for you. You guys heard this one? If Mama Cass had given half of that ham sandwich to Karen Carpenter, they both could have been here on the show today.
And that's what you're going to do? That's Crazy Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Think about it.
Now, what? This guy Crazy Bob, he's crazy because what does he do on the show?
He tells little stories for boys and girls.
That's it?
That's it.
Little fairy tales. They're funny, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. Okay, and we're all going to tune in for that tomorrow morning. Crazy Bob and Billy Santana Banana. All right, we're going to play match game.
Why did I agree to come in and do this? with this moron?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you already played, right?
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
Good, Howard.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, what's your first name?
Liz.
Liz, okay, Liz.
The and, slut.
Oh, Liz the slut who lost her virginity at 16.
Oh, hey, guys, nice. Lay off.
Wonder how many times you've had sex since you were 16.
I didn't think you could hear.
What?
Now, Janie, don't you think that's a little promiscuous to have sex at 16 years of age? Actually, Janie was a grandmother at 16.
God's gotta get you for that.
Now, Janie, seriously, how old should a woman be before she becomes a grandmother? At least in her 20s, right? In all seriousness, how old were you before you became a grandmother? What age were you?
You know, I would have liked to have been like 50, 60, 70, 80 years old before I became a grandmother. But honestly, I was a grandmother at 1 minute.
Oh, give her a calculator.
They're doing a carbon Shut test up. On Janie next week.
I was 39.
39 and a grandmother. God bless you.
I grew up with my kids, and I grew up with my kids.
And by the way, we don't want to be starting any stereotypes here. Many black people wait until they're 50 to have grandchildren, and this is no indication.
Hey, that's not only with the black. Come on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Don't blame all of it on us.
Exactly.
Janie started taking the pill when she was 30. She didn't want to have any more grandchildren.
All right, Lou. 540 WNBC, and let's play Match Game. Are you ready? Are you a grandmother?
No, I'm not even a mother.
You're not even married.
No.
You've certainly been practicing.
Is that because you use birth control?
Excuse me?
Do you use birth control?
Yep.
Are you a Catholic?
Yeah.
Hey, I won't call the Pope if you don't.
He certainly isn't using any self-control. Mattress back.
All right.
Leave it alone, Howard.
Now, let's fill in the blank here. Everybody think, and let's hope I'm just going to get it this time.
You help me on this one, will you, Lou?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Blank chowder.
Oh, I get that.
No, when he said...
Now, don't blurt out your answer, please.
Okay.
Now, the guy you're playing against has... he matched four pricks. So he has four pricks, and hopefully you'll do better.
Okay.
And the winner, by the way, will win tickets to a Broadway play, I believe?
Absolutely. The Little Shop of Horrors!
Little Shop of Horrors.
Super big.
All right, I believe our celebrities are ready. And how did you fill in the blank?
Clam.
Good answer. All right, let's go over to famous Hollywood agent Sid Ronco. What did you say? Do you have clam?
We got clam.
There's one clam. Let's go over to Janie LaCue. Janie, do you have clam?
You got clam.
That's two clams. And Ringo, what do you have?
I have a corn over here, Howard.
You have corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
I thought we were looking at your feet. All right. That's not a match. It's only two clams, and he has four pricks.
Oh, well.
Let's go to Lou Ferrigno.
I don't really listen to a lot of rock
Blank
music.
Chowder.
I don't usually listen to a lot of rock music, but of course this song, because you played on your show, from the girl who sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cindy.
Cindy Chowder.
Right.
That is not a match. But let's go over to Richard Dawson. Richard?
Couldn't help myself. Deaf Chowder. I can't take it anymore. These deaf guys are all around me.
That's Deaf Chowder.
Deaf Chowder.
And I miss, what did you have?
I had clam.
Clam. Well, that's very noble.
I don't know when.
I was just glad I got one. Last time I was with your wife.
Liz? Yes. You have three clams.
Aw.
And, unfortunately, the guy had four pricks.
Is a clam a euphemism for something?
So,
No, it's not.
Three clams to, four pricks, that makes you a loser, doesn't it? But with three clams, I think you're a winner in anyone's book. But we have a consolation prize here. We're going to give you a couple of Imus's old record albums.
Oh, super big.
No, I think we have some nice record albums for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on. What's your favorite record? WMC, okay. WMC. Hi, you win.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, and congratulations to you. And because you had four pricks, you win.
That's great. I really appreciate it. God bless us, everyone.
All right, thank you.
Please. Spare us this.
And let's go up to Donna Fiducia. Let's thank all our celebrities.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot for letting me play, Howard.
And I think Imus is pretty tired now. He's going to want to be going home.
Yeah.
He's pretty exhausted, and thank you for appearing.
You're welcome, Howard.
You did a very nice job. Sid Ronco, Ringo, thank you.
Disgusting bit.
Choose Cavalier, the hottest-selling Chevrolet, in your choice of sedan, sporty type 10, coupe, hatch, or convenience-size wagon. Chevrolet sponsors the same copy drive report with WNBC's Donna Fiducia.
Okay.
Howard, so far the situation is busy on Route 17 in both directions, as you might well imagine, through Paramus. Southbound is extremely heavy getting down toward the Garden State Plaza, but through the construction site, it's better since they did some repaving work. Northbound is stop and go north of Route 80 on up. 208, not all that bad. Westbound 4, very congested through Hackensack and Paramus. Eastbound isn't really much better. Also, Shadow told us earlier on eastbound 22 at Greenbrook Road, they had some problems. That has been cleared up. Inbound on the Turnpike Extension, expect delays in both directions as you travel around Interchange 14A. The problem earlier was an accident or some sort of tractor-trailer mishap that has been moved pretty much over to the shoulder. Also, BQE in both directions, real heavy from the Gowanus to the Brooklyn Bridge, and northbound is extremely slow from Flushing Avenue to the Kaws, and southbound from the Kaws down to the Williamsburg area. A couple problems in both directions, all of which have been cleared or should be on the shoulder. And on the eastbound Grand Central, we're pretty busy past the area of the LIE, all the way out to Nassau County, and the LIE itself slows from Maurice Avenue to 100 Nay Street, and again from the Clearview in toward Little Neck Parkway as you cross into the island. Outbound Holland, still 10. Outbound Lincoln, 15 to 20. George looks good. The eastbound Cross Bronx improves once you're past Webster Avenue. Expect some volume out of Queens on the Triborough Bridge because of an earlier disabled, but that has been cleared. 59th Street Bridge okay. Inbound at the Midtown Tunnel, 20 minutes. And we've got minor delays in both directions at the Throgs Neck and Whitestone. And please be sure to fasten your WNB seatbelt. I'm Donna Fiducia in the N-Copter on WNBC.
All right, the Beanstalk Restaurant, Robin.
Yes. Why are you yelling?
Oh, yeah. I'm a slip.
They're gone.
Yeah. He's got to yell for the guy. He's a nice guy, but...
He is. He's a great guy. Why did he leave his gum on the end of my pen? That's what I want to know.
Well, we're going to be doing a little Stump the Comedians a little bit later on. Also, Rob Bartlett will be here, who tonight will be at Cinnamon's, and this weekend in Washington, D.C. We'll be going up there to see him.
Yeah, just run over there and see him.
And Max Alexander will be here, who's at the Improvisation regularly, and this weekend at Rascals in New Jersey. And, of course, Sid Ronco and Ringo will be hanging around.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the Beanstalk Restaurant, so many celebrities eat there. Who was telling us that Joe Piscopo eats there?
I don't know, but somebody did.
I think the owner told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the owner of the Beanstalk who said that.
Yeah, because I know somebody told us Joe Piscopo eats there.
Yeah, that's his, yeah.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason to go there. Well, all right, never mind that, but...
There are other stars eat there.
Well, I eat there.
Yeah.
And I really do eat there. Oh, Bruce the Engineer eats there. He wants you to know that.
Other stars eat there.
Bruce, have you eaten anything there besides the yogurt?
Yeah, I've had a whole bunch of the salads.
Mr. Salad. What salad have you had there?
I don't remember the name of it. It was real good, though.
What did it have in it?
What did it have in it, the salad?
It was a half watermelon, and they emptied the whole thing out, and they had all kinds of fruits in there.
I think they call that a fruit salad.
Hey, why am I getting feedback on this?
Because your headphones are slightly loud, that's why.
Must be left over from when Imus was here.
Yeah. It's true, Ringo. It's so true. But anyway, so many people love the Beanstalk restaurant. I'm going there this weekend. I go there on weekends. Robin had a dinner date the other night and
the
picked someone there.
The other night took that, yeah. Chose the Beanstalk because
Beanstalk.
It's the best.
Where are they? They're right in Rockefeller Center at the McGraw... What's that called?
McGraw-Hill building.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was the McGraw-Hill building.
Yeah.
Shows you how aware
I
am.
Says it right on the front, Howard.
Yeah. I thought it was the Beanstalk Complex. But it's a... Oh, man. There's one in the Woodbury Commons.
Right. Out in Long Island.
Jericho Turnpike. I haven't been out to that one on the island, but I'm going to get there.
This is this weekend. You're the big night. You're going out there this weekend,
yeah.
Right?
It's a good place.
Henry, I've made out my list, checked it twice, and I'm ready to go to Stamford Town Center.
At this hour? Kate, it's dark outside. Who goes Christmas shopping at night? Except for Santa Claus.
I do, every year, remember? It's a tradition, just like getting you a tie at Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, and eating too much of your pumpkin pie.
Oh, come on, get your jacket. It'll be worth the trip.
Okay, but what's on your list?
All the traditional gifts. Gadgets from Brookstone, sweaters from Macy's, books from Doubleday.
Warm gloves and vests from Eddie Bauer.
On the list.
Don't forget Abercrombie and Fitch. That's a tradition with me.
Of course. But Henry, it's never too late to start a new...
Checks.com.